For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner. Veterans United has announced a $1 million donation that will be used for the housing of Columbia's homeless veterans. The money will be put toward a plan to renovate the old Deluxe Inn on Business Loop 70 East and rename it Patriotic Place. Currently, Welcome Home, Inc. operates the only homeless veterans shelter in Columbia. The organization collaborated with Columbia Housing Authority and Truman Veterans Hospital for the project. President of the Board of Directors for Welcome Home, Ross Bridges, says all three groups play an important role in the project.
We are kind of, for a lot of them, we are the first stop. Actually homeless veterans coming through our program, and we're the first step on the process of going back, rejoining society as a self-sustaining individual within the community.
The project is set to break ground in February 2016. A new initiative seeks to provide non-governmental grants for businesses in the Ferguson area that were damaged during protests that followed the police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander announced yesterday a project known as #FergusonRebuild. Small businesses in Ferguson and neighboring Delwood and Jennings that were destroyed, damaged, or burglarized in protests since August can apply for a grant to pay for construction, rent, and other costs. Businesses must agree to remain at the current location or in the same city. The initiative will rely on donations from businesses and civic organizations, along with an internet crowdfunding campaign. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A joint Missouri House and Senate committee is preparing to investigate Governor Jay Nixon's actions in Ferguson in the aftermath of a grand jury's decision not to indict a white police officer for fatally shooting 18-year-old Michael Brown. The committee met briefly yesterday to appoint chairs and discuss their approach. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County says he specifically wants to know why no Missouri National Guard troops were in Ferguson following the grand jury's decision.
One of our communities was burning, and it is my understanding and my hope that this committee will follow every lead, will uncover all the evidence, leave no stone unturned until we find out the truth.
Committee chair and fellow Republican Kurt Schaefer also told reporters that, if necessary, he would issue a subpoena to Nixon to testify under oath as to how he handled the unrest in Ferguson. A spokesman for the governor says National Guard troops were at the Ferguson command post and that he is committed to helping those affected by the riots to fully recover. The Missouri Supreme Court will not hear a public records lawsuit filed by an education advocacy group that wanted access to professors' copies of course outlines. The National Council on Teacher Quality sued in October 2012 to compel the release of University of Missouri course plans. A Boone County court ruled that the course plans are closed records protected by federal copyright law, and an appeals court upheld that ruling. The council sought the records as part of a nationwide project to evaluate what aspiring teachers learn in college. Several journalism organizations had supported the council's efforts, arguing that lower court ruling restricted Missouri's open records law. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.